The discovery of mines near the Iraqi port of Umm Qasr is delaying the first large shipments of humanitarian aid. It's just one of the problems hampering the delivery of food and medical supplies. But some aid is entering southern Iraq from Kuwait. At a briefing at Central Command in Doha, Qatar today, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks showed a video of aid convoys that were well received.
Additional good news, we had two humanitarian convoys that went overland yesterday into the areas of Safwan, just north of the Kuwait-Iraq border, and Umm Qasr, which you're all well familiar with. And that delivered much-needed water and food supplies to those two areas. You see people who are tasting for the first time in their lives what freedom is.
General Vincent Brooks. Valerie Jones, a reporter with the BBC, was in one of those convoys and reports a much different scene. Jones spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.
Valerie Jones, what kind of supplies did you see getting delivered?
Well, there were three trucks that were being sent over the border by the Kuwaiti Red Crescent Society, and they were full of boxes, and inside there were individual plastic bags with kind of like one meal. There were a bit of food, a bit of meat, some biscuits, and a little bottle of water. Now, they brought 20,000 of these individual meals, but of course what happened was we went across the border only for less than half a mile to the town of Safwan. And when the people of Safwan saw these trucks arriving, they came out from the town. And basically, it all descended into chaos because they simply started grabbing for the boxes, eventually clambered inside the trucks, and people were grabbing what they could. I would estimate around 400 people. It was about 100 to begin with, and more people started to arrive. And the troops who were giving us a bit of assistance, initially they tried to keep the crowd back, but the troops were simply overwhelmed. And I spoke to one British officer from the military police there, and he said that they were watching what was happening. They were a little anxious about the situation, because although some of the people had greeted us with smiles and hellos, others were actually chanting in what little English they had, Saddam good, Bush no.
Well, some had predicted that these people would welcome coalition forces as liberators, but it sounds as though they hold their allegiance to Saddam.
Well, I think it's very uncertain to even begin to guess what the people really think, but certainly, no, this is not a situation where aid trucks go across and the people are happy and welcoming. I also have to say it was very unclear in the really chaotic scenes that ensued as to how much the people in the town of Safwan really needed this aid. I did manage to speak to one person there whose English wasn't very good, but he just said, Safwan, no water. And that is the problem that the aid agencies are saying is going to be the biggest problem in southern Iraq, not so much food, but water supplies to people.
Were they supposed to stop in Safwan, or were they going to try to get somewhere else to give this food away?
They were trying to get further. I mean, initially they talked about getting to the port of Umm Qasr, which is much further on. Because of the situation that arose at Safwan, the military had given the advice to the Kuwaiti Red Crescent Society to simply let the people take everything out of the trucks and not try to control it. The Kuwaitis say that they think one of the problems that might have occurred yesterday in Safwan was these were the first aid trucks, and the people there thought perhaps these were the only aid trucks that were going to turn up, and they were trying to reassure the people that they will be continuing to bring supplies.
The BBC's Valerie Jones spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick earlier this morning.